Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 958. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Inet News, despite officials' warnings to the government that Iranian hackers will attempt to strike and poison Israel's water infrastructure, the country's water facilities are far from prepared for such a scenario. Concerns of such attacks resurfaced last week after hackers targeted water supplies in Florida. Similar attempts were made against Israel's water supply last April, during which hackers tried to raise the level of chlorine in the water. Israeli officials attributed the attack to Iranian sources. The head of the National Cyber Security Authority, Yigal Onar, said, "Then, all lines have been crossed. This is a new war." During an emergency meeting at Energy Minister Yuval Stinitz's office, officials showed that Israel's water supply is not properly protected from such attacks, as their probability only increases. A report filed after the meeting said that drastic and immediate action is needed to safeguard the water supply. Second, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to the BBC News, Russia has reported the first case of a bird flu strain, H5N8, being passed from poultry to humans. Officials said seven workers at a poultry plant in the south of the country had been infected following an outbreak there in December. The head of Russia's consumer health watchdog, Anna Popova, said all seven people are now feeling well. She said that adequate measures had been quickly taken to stop the spread of infection. Popova said there was no sign of transmission between humans, adding that the case had been reported to the World Health Organization. Other strains of bird flu occasionally infect humans and have led to deaths, but this is the first report of the H5N8 strain being passed on. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah responded to the Israeli show of military threat, saying, after all the recent threats from Israel, no one can guarantee that it won't lead to war. Israel will see things it hasn't seen since its inception. The comment came in response to the IDF's training experience in preparation, training exercise in preparation for the possibility of war in the north. The drill conducted by the IAF is called Vared Ha'alil. Nasrallah said, "We are not interested in conflict or war, but if you force it upon us, we will fight." The drill began on Sunday and lasted until Wednesday. It is designed to improve the Air Force's readiness for combat, specifically in ensuring its ability to keep control of the skies for long periods of time. During the drill, the IAF proved its ability to strike at 3,000 Hezbollah targets within a 24-hour period. Fourth today under the sign category of famines, according to Radio Canada International, 10 years after independence, staggering levels of violence have engulfed more than three-quarters of South Sudan, while hunger looms over 60% of the country's population. In a report released Friday, the UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan warned that the bloodshed faced by civilians is the worst recorded since the country's civil war began in December 2013. In the meantime, the World Food Program is warning that 7.24 million South Sudanese are going increasingly hungry due to chronic sporadic violence, extreme weather patterns, and the economic impact of the coronavirus plague. More than 1 million people across South Sudan have been affected by floods sweeping across the eastern and central regions this year, submerging homes, farmlands, and livestock. According to the Famine Review Committee's report in December 2020, hard-to-reach areas in six counties are at risk of famine. Fifth today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to spacewar.com, renewed rocket attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq show Iran-aligned factions are heaping pressure on the government, while Tehran may be seeking leverage over America's new administration. Iraq, scarred by years of war and insurgency, has been a strategic battleground for foes, the United States and Iran, both allies of Baghdad, who remain sharply at odds over Iran's nuclear program. Analysts and officials in Iraq say the resumption of attacks after 4 months of relative calm shows that Iran and its Iraqi allies are now abandoning de-escalation and seeking leverage over their rivals. A senior U.S. military official in Iraq told AFP, "It seems we're back to last year," referring to several months in 2020 when rockets rained down on American sites once a week or more. Dear friends, the prophetic passage of Holy Scripture that we are looking at today is Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, but we're not going to read all of that. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 1 through 4 is what we're focusing on today. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords." Allow me, dear friends, to share with you some thoughts on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by the late Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen. The prophecy of Israel's rescue by God in chapters 38 and 39 may be divided into three sections: the invasion of Gog, chapter 38, 1 through 16, the defeat and disposal of Gog, chapter 38, verses 17 through 39, 20, and the deliverance and devotion of Israel. At first glance, this account seems to be an intrusion into the prophetic discourse concerning the temple begun in chapter 37, with chapters 40 through 48 announcing the temple's return and the explanation of its design and function. On closer examination, however, its placement between texts may imply that this event has some relationship to the eschatological temple. Certainly, its theological purpose is to fortify the promise that the restoration is secure. Its conditions of blessings are irreversible, and no future invasion of Israel will succeed once Israel has been regathered to her land. This would have been of great concern to Ezekiel's exilic audience, which had already experienced such an invasion and suffered the loss of the temple. It would be of even greater concern to post-exilic readers who, after having rebuilt the temple, were still surrounded by hostile nations as well as hostile neighbors within their own land, and who would suffer repeated invasions of their land and the eventual destruction of the second temple. Only a prophetic guarantee that Israel's enemies would be unable to affect its future would serve to assure the nation that the promise of restoration had indeed been fulfilled. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from G.E. Ladd. He said, "Jesus is now the Lord. He is enthroned at the right hand of God. He is reigning in his kingdom. But this is a lordship and a kingly reign which is known only to believers. It must be confessed by faith. His second coming will mean nothing less than the lordship which is his now will be visible to all the world. When we pray, thy kingdom come, this is what we are praying for. The effectual and universal rule of Christ in all the world, not only over believers." Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this biblical reminder that you came the first time and you will come the second time. Lord, keep the blessed hope alive in all of our hearts who are believers in Christ and have it to impact our lives for good. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.